I'm Jana Roos, and here's your OFM Agriculture Bulletin. All pigs infected with African swine fever, or ASF, on two farms in the Free State have been culled, and the movement of pigs was stopped by suspending auctions in the province. The Director of Veterinary Services at the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, Christian Mojopelo, says these measures were put in place to prevent the disease from spreading. He says ASF broke out at the Fezile Dabi district following outbreaks in northwest Mpumalanga and Gauteng. According to him, ASF outbreaks have only been reported in Heilbron and Koppies in the Free State. Mojopelo says the department has established the source of the virus in the Free State.
When we looked at the source of the virus, we suspect that the auction of pigs at different auction pens and people from the province buying pigs in other provinces is suspected to be the root of the infection in the province.
ASF is transmitted by contact with infected wild or domestic pigs, ingestion of contaminated materials such as food, waste and feed, or biological vectors. Mojopelo says African swine fever should not be confused with swine flu. It does not affect humans and is not a public health threat, and pork products from animals with ASF are safe to eat. The Zimbabwean government has banned the sale of maize by farmers to anyone other than its state-owned entity, the Grain Marketing Board. This will be at a prescribed price, which is unknown at this stage. Wandi Lesihlobo, a chief agricultural economist at the South African Business Chamber, AgBiz, says the government decided to intervene after Zimbabwe had a poor harvest following unfavorable weather conditions. Zimbabwe has been left a net importer that needs to import about 1 million tons of maize in order to fulfill its annual needs. Sihlobo says the Zimbabwean government's intervention shows its concern for consumers' well-being.
Zimbabwe's food price inflation has quickened over the past few months, with May numbers having reached 126% on a year-on-year basis. That means that prices are more than double from the levels that we saw in May 2018. And these actions to say that they want to be the only buyer of maize in the country, they somewhat want to control the pass-through of the prices to consumers.
Sihlobo is of the opinion that these actions could disadvantage farmers who'd hoped that higher maize prices could compensate for yield losses. And AgriSA has welcomed Deirdre Carter as the new Chief Executive Officer of Agri Limpopo. Acting President of Agri Limpopo, Piet Engelbrecht, says Carter will fit well into the organization and she will further strengthen current relationships. Carter was a founding member of Congress of the People, or COPE, and served as the Deputy Secretary General. She was elected as a parliamentary member in 2009. And now for your agricultural commodities, the latest traded price per tonne is 5,365 rand for soya. Sunflower is trading at 5,274 rand and 80 cents, and wheat at 4,510 rand. White maize is trading at 2,861 rand, and yellow maize at 2,777 per tonne. This was your Agriculture Bulletin, only on OFM.